This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the Dermatology and Skincare channels. We're also streaming on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. Today, we are speaking with Dr. Sarah Gaspard, dermatologist and co-founder of Comprehensive Dermatology Center of Pasadena in Pasadena, California. She is here to talk to us about the Kybella procedure. Dr. Gaspard, a pleasure to have you with us today on eHealth Radio.
A pleasure to be here. Thank you for having me.
And you're welcome, and thanks for taking out a moment to be with us. So for starters, what are the causes of submental fullness?
So submental fullness, which often people will call either a double chin or fullness in the area under the chin, basically can be caused by a variety of factors. Weight obviously plays the most important role in fullness. However, you'll often find that when patients come in complaining of it, it's something they've had for a long time, or they'll state that a family member also suffers from it. So it's my mom has the same double chin, or I've always had this, and it doesn't matter what I weigh, I still have fullness in the submental area. So it can be genetics, it's gender related as well, and weight.
Now today you're here to speak with us about Kybella. What is Kybella and how does Kybella work?
Sure. So up until now, really the only way of treating this submental fullness was with under the chin liposuction, which a lot of people have no interest in undergoing a surgical procedure, and liposuction comes with inherent risks. But now we can offer Kybella, which is a non-surgical injection used to dissolve the fat under the chin. And the reason that I think that Kybella is such an incredible new product is because it has relatively little downtime. It's made of what's called deoxycholic acid. So deoxycholic acid is the same enzyme that we have in our gut that dissolves fat. And so when it's injected under the chin, it basically just pops those fat cells as well. And then your body spends some time reabsorbing that fat. And basically, it doesn't take very much for your body to reabsorb that small amount of fat and have you excrete it the way you do normal fat. So it acts just locally. So it's acting locally under the chin to help get rid of that fat. And once that fat cell is popped and resorbed, it never comes back. So it gets rid of it permanently.
And the next question I would have, why would someone choose to undergo Kybella over chin liposuction?
That's a great question. And I think that I always say that I'm so glad that there's multiple modalities available to patients to treat this area. But like I said before, unfortunately, liposuction is a procedure that requires scheduling. It requires blocking your schedule, the surgeon's schedule. It is a surgical procedure that requires anesthesia. These are all deterrents. And many patients aren't candidates for general anesthesia or even local anesthesia. The beauty of Kybella is that because it's non-surgical, it can actually be tailored to each patient. So you can determine the amount of fullness, the width and the depth of their chin, and then inject just the right amount of product for their size of chin. Liposuction is a little bit more global in terms of the field treatment, but this is much more tailored to the size of the chin. The other thing is a Kybella injection is extremely quick. When you do a procedure, the whole procedure itself takes under 2 minutes. The consultation obviously takes a little bit longer. And numbing, we put numbing cream on the patient, so that takes a few minutes for the numbing cream to work. However, once the product starts to be injected, the injection time is often less than 2 minutes. And so the patient can come in on a lunchtime hour and go back to work with the procedure already having been done. There's relatively no downtime with Kybella, and there is some bruising and swelling, but the patient can really resume normal activities as tolerated on the same day. Additionally, with liposuction, one of the biggest criticisms of liposuction is that there could be some contour irregularity because obviously we can't suck all the fat at the same time, and we can't always make it smooth, so people often have to go for touch-ups. But with Kybella, it's a very consistent, even result. So there's essentially no contour irregularity post-procedure.
Certainly helpful information. Today we are joined by Dr. Sarah Gaspard, the dermatologist and co-founder of Comprehensive Dermatology Center of Pasadena, California, here on eHealth Radio's Dermatology And skincare channels a part of the eHealth Radio Network. So, Dr. Gaspard, what can someone expect during the Kybella procedure?
That's a great question. So when the patient comes in, typically what we'll have them do is we have them numb with some numbing cream for about 15 minutes. This really does help sort of anesthetize the surface of the skin so that you won't feel the injection. We also ice the patient after the numbing is cleaned off, and then a temporary grid or a temporary tattoo is placed on the chin. What that does is it allows us to know our markings before we get started. The patient's face is marked and the treatment zone is identified. And then this grid is placed, and the grid really helps us stay safe with the product. And so we inject it into the confines of the grid, knowing that we're in what's called a safe zone under the chin. The patient will then receive between 20 and 40 injections, but the injections are virtually painless. And the reason is between the numbing and the ice, you essentially don't feel the injection points. Then the patient starts to feel a sensation that I often describe it as bizarre. And the reason it's bizarre is because what it is your fat cells start popping instantly, and you've never really felt that feeling before. So it feels weird to the patient. But what typically will happen is the patient will feel a pressure in the chin, and that lasts about 3 minutes. And that pressure is that fat cell popping instantly. Some people will describe it as like a cold freeze feeling. And after about 3 minutes, the sensation passes. The patient is then free to go home and resume normal activities as tolerated. I like to send my patients home with a compression garment to wear at night. And the reason I do that is because I think that when you're laying at night is when you get a little bit more swollen because your head is level with your heart. And so I have them wear compression at night. But otherwise, there's no change to your normal daily activities. And patients can go right out and run errands or go to work right after the procedure is done.
And lastly, how long does it take to see results, and how long do results last?
Absolutely. You know, I always say Kybella is sort of a journey that you have to go on. And what that means is that you have to do it in a series. So it's a series of about 3 to 6 treatments. I often relate it to laser hair removal for anyone who's had laser hair removal done. Really, laser hair removal after the first treatment is an underwhelming result. However, after the 4th or 5th treatment, the results are outstanding. Kybella is similar in that regard. So it typically takes a series of about 3 to 6 treatments. I space my treatments between 4 and 8 weeks apart. I'm lenient with the patient about when they follow up, only because you do have to give us a few days to having swelling post-procedure. It's about 4 days of swelling post-procedure. And so I tell patients to schedule it anywhere in the 4 to 8 weeks after, when they have another 4 days to have a swollen chin. And then the results are permanent. So barring any dramatic weight increases, once you treat the desired treatment zone and once you've achieved the desired result, there's no need to repeat the treatment. So it's typically a series of 3 to 6, done 4 to 8 weeks apart, and then you do not need to touch up the treatment after you're done and once you've achieved your desired results.
Well, Dr. Gaspard, certainly informative, and really appreciate your covering Kybella and the procedure, its advantages, results, and expectations on the procedure itself. Where can listeners be in touch and get further information on your practice?
Sure. I practice in Pasadena, California. We are at Comprehensive Dermatology Center of Pasadena. And our website is the same, www.comprehensivedermatologycenterofpasadena.com. And you're able to make an appointment online, or you're able to book a complimentary cosmetic consultation as well. Our office phone number is 626-793-7790. And we're happy to do a consultation and see if Kybella is a good option for you.
Again, Dr. Gaspard, thanks so much for taking out a moment to be with us here today on eHealth Radio. Certainly appreciate the time spent here with us today.
Thank you so much for having me.
And the pleasure was certainly ours. We've been speaking with Dr. Sarah Gaspard, dermatologist and co-founder of Comprehensive Dermatology Center of Pasadena in Pasadena, California. And for more information, simply visit CompDermCenter.com. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the dermatology and skincare channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.